the historic holiday storm. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A winter storm is bringing life-threatening temperatures across much of the country, with over 200 million Americans under a critical weather alert.
The actual area of low pressure, that's going to be moving into the Great Lakes, getting a lot stronger as it does so, and then the wind gusts crank up. We could see, at least locally, some wind gusts up to about 70 miles per hour, which will lead to power outages and, of course, makes it feel a whole lot colder. We've got these wind chill alerts from the Canadian border all the way down to the northern Gulf Coast. Power outages may become widespread, particularly across coastal and northern parts of the Northeast. We've also got coastal flood concerns with an onshore component to this. A bit of a storm surge develops with these gusts pushing the Atlantic waters into places like northern Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut.
Fox Weather's Ian Oliver. Nearly 107,000 Americans died of drug overdoses last year. New figures from the CDC today show that's about 16% higher than the nearly 92,000 overdose deaths in 2020. The Senate today sending the House a $1.7 trillion federal funding package.
The likely final vote of the year in the Senate approves a spending package funding the federal government through most of next year.
With an aggressive investment in American families, workers, and national defense.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer ahead of a bipartisan 68-29 vote that included support from Republican leaders. The bill also provides about $45 billion in new aid for Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. That package now heads to the House, where many Republicans oppose a long-term spending bill, pushing instead for a stopgap measure to keep the government operating until they gain a majority in the chamber next month. There was a sell-off on Wall Street today, with the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all closing sharply lower. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An IRS policy governing audits of tax returns of U.S. presidents is under new scrutiny. A report by the Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee finds that the agency failed to perform the mandatory inspections of Donald Trump's returns as president until Congress pressed for information about the process. Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu is one step closer to regaining control of the Jewish state's government.
Israeli politician Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly tells the nation's president, Isaac Herzog, he has secured enough parliamentary support from groups outside his own center-right Likud party to become prime minister once again. Netanyahu's Likud won the plurality of seats in Israel's last election in November, and he is now being backed by religious politicians. This will be Netanyahu's third tenure as prime minister. He is already Israel's longest-serving head of government. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, it appears Santa's home has gone up in value.
Real estate site Zillow is having a little holiday fun, giving browsers a glimpse into the North Pole log cabin of Mr. and Mrs. Claus. The listing doesn't cite an address, but it says the winter lover's paradise sits on 25 acres, includes Santa's main living quarters, a community of tiny elf homes, stables for the reindeer, and a toy-making facility. The gourmet kitchen also boasts an oven with 12 different cookie settings. The value of his house has increased increased 12% over the past year and nearly 77% over the past 6 years. It also says more than 3 million people have Zillow surfed Santa's home, making it one of the most viewed homes on Zillow's website. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Despite high inflation and rising interest rates, the U.S. economy grew at 3.2% annual pace from July through September. Today's Commerce Department report also showing that investment in housing fell at an annual rate of just over 27%, affected by higher mortgage rates. I'm Rich Denison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.